evening.
Good evening.
Is I join with you this time. I take just a moment or two to assess what is happening with each one of you. I know, my dear friends, that last time you found the exercise I gave to you to be a little frustrating,
yes,
to say the least. Therefore, this time I would like you to further consider what I have asked of you, and to continue what you have started. And as you think more deeply, then when we come together next time, we will discuss it more fully.
Well, I found it easy on the positive side, realizing how each and every one of us had grown spiritually. But on the negative side, well, it was a blank.
I will say only this to you. Do not think so much about negativity,
right. But
rather traits that each of you have, but those traits can be transmuted into better ways of living. For example, and I hope this may help each one of you, if someone focuses and worries about money, to us it is a negative.
I see.
But to you, you may just find it part of life's habits. So you see, it is not negative in the way that each of you are conceiving it to be. Is that more helpful for you?
Yeah, I think we were a little confused last week, well, I was anyway, as to whether we should be looking at the spiritual aspects or the physical, you know, about how the person is actually living, or looking, trying to get the answer from spirit.
You are looking with spiritual eyes at physical conditions.
Ah, right, okay, yes.
And then you should be able to assess each individual in a most valuable way, because sometimes as human beings you need to be guided by the thoughts of of others before you recognize any of these negative traits. You understand?
Yes.
So you are all being very kind to one another. Mm. But you must look with spiritual eyes if you are to discover and work through this form of exercise. So, my dear friends, you have another chance this evening to see what you can achieve.
Certainly, I might be a bit dim on this, but to say that I could look at, just take an individual, I look at Paul now, I'm not right across, to know Paul and for me to discover what he, I know what he's, what makes him buzz, but to go in deeper than that, I don't know him that much. I have a difficult thing, even with my dear wife here. She's difficult to understand. So, perhaps I'm looking at it at the wrong angle, am I?
You need to go inwards before you look at another person.
You cannot
do it with the physical eyes only.
So you meditate.
Yes. You go inwards and it is a knowing.
I find it's absorbing that person's energy.
Yes.
That you're able to.
That is correct. But to enable you to do this, you must use spiritual eyes. Of course, you cannot find the negatives because you do not know each other so well in physical lives. Therefore, to understand another being, you have to use spiritual eyes. You understand?
Yes.
I do not say that you will achieve too much this time, but it is the beginning of understanding yourselves. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes, it does. Thank you. Clearer than last week.
But if I'm looking at another person, does that help me look at myself?
You do not look, you feel. And of course, that will help.
And you get a rebound from that.
That will help you in your own self-understanding as to what may be achieved by going inwards. You understand? Do not be too concerned, but it is an exercise which will be most beneficial to you, not only within the confines of this room, but in your everyday living. Now, I will give you the time to work with yourselves and to try to discover your fellow men within the room. But if you do have any questions the time, then now is the time to ask me.
Thank you. Did you want to ask Jeff? No, I know I wasn't here, but I do understand what's happening.
I just wondered, Solomon, when you're working with Eileen, can you tell us a little bit about where she actually goes when you're working with her?
Yes, I believe I have said before to you that her mind is placed to one side.
Yes, yes.
Whilst I take control of the voice, I use her voice to speak to you. She is perfectly safe and is of course taken care of by her own guardian spirits.
Yes.
She is not aware of the place where she is, because we do not have sufficient time for her to have that spiritual understanding. But it is not important. What is important that she remains safe and I am allowed to use her voice in order to communicate with you.
Yes. I just, once or twice Eileen says that she has had some sort of feeling about being in places when she's coming back, not when she's,
yes,
not when she's there, when she's coming back.
Because her own spirituality is growing,
yes,
the more I work with her.
Yes.
That is why at times I need time to work with her quietly in these conditions.
So really you're just working on her voice, are you?
I use her voice. I am using the body to some degree.
Mm.
As you can see, I am able to move the arms. I could use the whole of her body, but it is not necessary. It is her voice box that I need to use.
Yes. So when you're working with her, when you say you're working with her, you're just really working on her voice box?
No.
No.
No, I use only the voice box to speak to you.
Mm.
She is being cared for by her own guardian spirits.
Yes. So what exactly are you doing when you say I'd like to work with Eileen?
We are giving her time in the realm of spirit to grow and to enlarge as a spiritual being. So her understanding grows greater.
Ah, right.
You understand?
Yes. So you're doing it for Eileen and not for you?
Yes.
Ah, right, because I always thought it was for your benefit.
It is in part that the more we work with her spiritually, the easier it becomes for me.
Yes.
You understand?
I do, yes, yes.
It is not easy to explain something that you do not experience for yourself. She is apart from her body just for a very, very short time. It is no different from what happens to you all in sleep state. You are not aware of anything in sleep state, are you?
No.
No. It is similar. But no harm comes to you whilst you sleep. In fact, in sleep state, the spirit is rejuvenated. You understand?
Yes. That's an easy way for us to understand.
Yes.
So this is also part of the reason why we need a certain amount of sleep, so the spirit has time to rejuvenate. All right.
Yes. It is as any form of machinery. You cannot work it continuously without it breaking down. And so the spirit needs to be free whilst the body rests and recuperates from the stresses and the strains of your earthly world.
So if people have, you're saying breakdown, I was just thinking of a nervous breakdown, has that got anything to do with the amount of time that the spirit has with the, over the other side?
It has to do with the responsibility that each of you have in taking care of the housing of the spirit.
On a dream theme, I have a house in a different part of the world to here, and I know that I'm much more relaxed and open when I'm there, and I dream such a great deal more, and I believe it's because my spirit feels freer from the stresses that I feel here. And I look actually forward to going because I have such strong spiritual dreams. And that is a good, you know, description of them, really. So our physical, in our dream state, does affect to a huge degree our spiritual side in sleep, I believe.
Yes. The two cannot be separated. Whilst you are in human form, the spirit is housed within the flesh of the body. But as you all know and understand, you cannot ignore the needs of the human flesh, of the human situation.
No.
And that human part of you has to eat, has to sleep, has to rest for it to function fully. But to be a good vessel for spirit, that part is most important for the well-being of both flesh and spirit. You cannot separate them, because one will always affect the other. You understand?
Yes.
So the only time that they're separated is when the spirit returns to its home again, back into over the other side.
Not only in sleep state, but in meditative state. When you meditate, the spirit is raised from the body. to the spiritual aspect of yourselves. And in so doing, you improve the human and flesh side of the being. Does that make sense to you?
Totally it does, yes.
I feel sometimes, as human beings, you cannot see or feel that close connection. Sometimes the body is viewed as the all-important thing, and the spirit is some distant form which is spoken about.
I think everybody in this room wishes immensely that it could be the other way around. But our, as we've spoken on numerous occasions, our physical lives do encumber that spiritual side.
Yes.
But for many people on this planet, and they're so easily recognisable, the ones that spirit first, physical, personality second, I think we can all admire from afar. And the more you're involved in this work, the easier it is to recognise them.
Yes. And you recognize other human beings, either by form or spirit, by expanding your own spiritual self. The more you expand spiritually, the more aware and sensitive to your fellow man you become.
It's a sensitivity that grows much more in maturity. It's a sensitivity I've found that is more empathy than sympathy. And with your teachings, I've found it much easier to separate the emotion.
Yes.
From that, apart from in my everyday life with my own children, and that's my hardest part of all, is to separate that. But
we have never said it will be easy for you. And I am sure many people who you would speak with will have some area within their lives that they find difficult, even with spiritual knowledge. But that is also part of your spiritual growth, because the struggles of life make you stop and view life differently.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not agree?
Mm-hmm. I would.
That is why I would say to you, my dear friends, that is why people struggle when there is illness, when age comes to the human form. Why must there be pain, suffering? Because within those limits of pain and suffering, the spirit grows. The spirit recognizes itself. But the human side of you finds this most difficult to understand. How many times have you seen someone who has suffered much shine through that pain, that suffering, and they almost glow with that spirituality that they find? They are the inspiration for spirit. They are people who have found themselves and know that the pain and the suffering are but temporary.
Yes, amongst ourselves in the past we've always said that these people's got something special. They have a something that we haven't got, and that is right. I see where you're coming from.
That is wrong. That is not right. That is wrong. Because you all have that ability.
Well, they seem to outshine Alex and me. And
that's because, Rob, they're where they are at the moment on their growth. And they've chosen to come with disabilities this time, and that's why they shine.
And you are being much too harsh on yourself, my dear friend.
That's nice to know.
You have many, many spiritual qualities, my dear friend. So do not place yourself in another's shoes, because you are unique, you are individual, and you have those spiritual qualities which are needed to see you through this lifetime. So do not be so harsh.
Well, I'll just say something. It's a bit funny, really, but this morning I went and spoke to a chap digging a hole, and he got down to some concrete. He must have been in a temper, and I was trying to be a polite conversation. And he was an angry man. And it didn't matter what I said, he barked back. And I thought, I'm getting over here, boy. So inwardly I said, well, happy Christmas to you, boy, and I went, and that I felt rather miserable with that chap. I didn't give him anything. No happiness at all.
You gave him everything. You gave him your time. You gave him your thoughts and your consideration. Those, my dear friend, are spiritual qualities. It is just that you do not recognize them as such. Still you doubt, even though I have told you otherwise. Yes. But do not be concerned. Your heart is good.
Thank you for those kind words.
Miss Sonnymat, if I may interrupt and speak to you, I'm a newcomer to the group. And I'm very happy within it. But I was shopping one day and I went into a shop, and a lady came up to me and she said, you're spiritual. And I said, yes. And she said, I could see it as soon as you came through the door. Would you say a prayer for me, please? I have epilepsy. And I said, but how did you know? She said, I just knew as you walked through the door that you would help me. And that made me very humble.
Yes.
To think of that.
But she had that spiritual knowing. She could see what you humans term the aura of a person.
I see.
When you are attracted to another, or you feel comfortable with another, it is because the spiritual lights that you all exude blend well together. In the same way as you feel uncomfortable with another, but you never should wish any harm to another human being. But what you do is you step backwards and you send a thought of love to that person.
Thank you.
This is what I am speaking about when I speak of spiritual eyes and spiritual knowing.
Yes, I understand.
You have to work on it. You have to expand your own consciousness, and that realization becomes easier for you.
Thank you.
I think probably all of us have noticed that you're saying about some people just see the physical beauty, but you can see, you can meet a very, very pretty person, or beautiful, or handsome person, and you don't really like what you see, and yet you can see another person who really isn't very attractive, but you just think what a wonderful, lovely person they are, and that is obviously the spirit coming through.
Yes. That is true. Do not be fooled by the outward vehicle. Because imagine a very old, rusted car, for example. And if you are clever with your paintbrush or whatever you use, you can make an old, worn-down, useless vehicle look very good. So, you see, it is easy for the human eye to be fooled.
Yes.
But not so those spiritual eyes. That is what I am trying, my dear friends, to get you to understand. It is important for your own soul growth.
Yes, I think what you said tonight was
very enlightening.
And with those words, I will take my leave. As always, I leave you with many things to think about. But to know that so many of us stand close to you, each and every one of you, and even those you love, because those you love affect the way you think and feel. So, my dear friends, I will let you focus and have your discussion, and hopefully next time we will see how much better you have done.
Thank you, Serena.
Thank you. Thank you.